Welcome to Don't Trust the Smiling Dungeon Master podcast. Set in Avalos, a land known for its lush forests and blessed by the goddess Shanti, our adventurers, Grack the Barbarian, Hecate the Warlock, Miguel the Paladin, Lily the Sorcerer, Vivian the Monk, and Grubbs the Cleric will face many challenges, battle many evils, and learn many lessons. But the most important lesson of all will be...
Don't trust the Smiling Dungeon Master.
Welcome back to Don't Trust the Smiling Dungeon Master podcast. Our brave adventurers finally decided to adventure out from Earthwood, gaining a couple day travel to Glimmerhand. They've ran into a little bit of trouble with some bugbears. After a little bit of fighting, not too much difficult and strain on the party, they took care of the problem, continued on their road. After the 2 day travel, they ended up in a town called Glimmerhand. It is a large, bustling town. You would see mixtures of elves, humans, dwarves, tabaxis, lizard folk, every kind of race. As you guys approach, it was getting towards the evening, and even for an evening, this place was rumbling. It went to one of the closest taverns, where you guys had a choice of the Yawning Dawn Inn, Glowing Tankard, Lettuce Inn, and of course, the Steel Mushroom. You guys ended up at the Steel Mushroom, greeted by a gnome and a human with a very odd mechanical bear serving beer, claiming to have the best in the land. As you guys sat down and enjoyed some ale, Hecate's dad, the portal appear behind Lily, as Hecate's dad, Asmodeus, comes out in an incorporeal form. And as it does, he tells Hecate he's going to help her. She is going to obtain her power with her own hands. But he's going to help her by protecting what she loves most. And drug Lily back through the portal, and it closed. And that's kind of where we'll pick up. Hecate, after seeing that happen, an immediate response comes to your mind. You come back and you look and you see a tiefling old lady at the carnival all the way back in your hometown. And you remember her saying that your choices will cause great despair and cost you everything. And now that fortune has come true. As you guys sit around, you hear a little thump as the gnome behind the bar jumps down. And as he does, you see revealed behind him, sitting in front of all this group of people, you see a dwarf that has a floating beer mug. And everyone's just joyously around once at one another. Next, and then coming down the staircase, you hear some thuds, and that's where we pick up.
Now, did everybody see what just fucking happened?
Yeah.
What do you mean what happened? I can't come in there.
Nobody's fucking talking to you right now, Druga. We have bigger things to deal with.
Fuck you.
No,
really, just left. Okay, she got stolen.
Who stole her?
Good fucking question. I have no idea. All of a sudden, a hole fucking develops in the middle of the tavern, and Lily gets pulled through by this big, beastly fucking horned... I don't even know. I can't fucking... I need to sit down.
You're making no sense, Vivian. Does anybody else know how to actually speak or translate idiot?
You know what, Drugar? I've had quite enough of your fucking bullshit. Shut the fuck up and let us process what the fuck is going on.
I'm just trying to figure out what the fuck's going on.
You know what? Fuck right off. We will deal with you later, where there's much more important things happening right now. Exactly.
Sure. Watch this. You'll see.
Fuck off. Go. You know what? Go away. We have more important things to take care of. Does anybody know what the fuck happened in the tavern? Big hole fucking just developed. And somebody took Lily. Does anybody know what the fuck is going on?
And looking around, this bar is full. It's still pretty hopping. Not a single person around reacted.
Except us.
So everybody in the party saw this, not just me this time, right?
Yes, everybody's seen him come out.
Okay, well, Hecate's gonna be between tears and hysteria. I don't know how to say this. That was my father. My father just took Lily. He took her to teach me a lesson, and I didn't want him to take her. I told him to take me instead, and I don't know what to do. I'm just gonna start crying.
Consoling Hecate. Dear Hecate, whom is your father?
I mean, I really don't know. I've been trying to figure that out. My mom had told me that he's a bad person, and he's been talking to me, and at first I thought it was just, you know, my imagination, or I just thought it was, you know, the stress or whatever, but it kept happening, and I told Lily about it, but I didn't want to tell you guys because I didn't want you to think that I was crazy, and the only thing I know is that his name is Asmodeus.
Would that name ring a bell to anybody else?
Religion trick, maybe?
So, I definitely know, you know, Grubswood, for sure. The rest of you, I'm going to leave it up to you. If you believe through some of your travels, or something you read, or something heard...
Not for me.
I didn't know who he was, and I read a lot.
But you do remember that you found his picture with his name located in a book back in Windborne, I believe?
But it didn't have any information. Wasn't that part of the reason why I was going to the capital?
Looking for the book called The Vex of Hate?
I'm probably going to not know in my travels, because I don't really, I guess, travel in the circles of people that talk about religious stuff prior to hooking up with Grubsy, so.
I'm gonna, as a last-ditch effort, just start trying to talk to the signal on my hand and see if I can reach out to Lily. Lily, if you can hear me, please respond. Lily, tell me where you are and see if she can get the signal wherever she's at.
After waiting about a minute, you come back to with no response. As if she's no longer on the plane of Avalos.
And I'm just going to look at the party and say, I'm so sorry. I don't want to endanger any of you. And I'm going to walk out of the bar.
No, Hecate, no. Come back.
No.
No, come back. There's no reason to run off.
No, I don't want to endanger any of you guys. I'm going to do this on my own.
No, that's not how a team works.
Definitely not.
I don't want anyone else to get hurt.
Well, okay, I promise we won't get hurt. Can we help you get Lily back? Or, just stay with us and we will come up with a plan to get Lily. There's no reason you have to do this on your own.
But if it wasn't for me, she wouldn't be gone.
It's not your fault that your father's a fucking cock.
It is my fault.
That doesn't make any sense. You did not tell your father to take Lily. What we need to do is we need to focus on how to get Lily back. We don't need to be splitting up or doing anything of the sort. We just need to figure out, come up with a plan to figure out how exactly to get Lily back.
So, why would he have taken her in the first place?
Said to teach me a lesson.
A lesson of what?
To make me strong. And it didn't make sense at the time, but remember when we were back at the beginning of our trip at the carnival? And we saw the fortune teller told me that my choices would cause great despair. And it's all coming true now. And it's all my fault she's gone.
You cannot blame yourself for this.
Okay. So, if you made the wrong choice and she's gone, can we make the opposite choice and get her back? I don't know what your choices are.
I can think of is to offer myself, but he wouldn't take me.
I truly don't. I don't know. We need to...
I don't know what to say.
As this conversation continues, you guys see and hear this loud thud, thud, thud coming down the staircase more. Now, you see these long furry arms stretched out. Ugh! These big cloth. You recognize immediately. It's like almost like the same physique as a bugbear. As it steps down, you see a billowing purple cape striking a pose by itself.
Okay.
Oh, that was a good nap. Well, let's get the party started.
Look at Vivian. Is this one of the evil ones?
At this point, I don't even know. Sorry, Gretchen, what's that?
Mark?
I was gonna say we haven't had good times with bugbears. I don't know about this.
This bugbear is has black leather pants and a sparkly purple cape. And in the corner is a rapier. And his hair isn't just like all other bugbears, all messy. This one's actually nicely done, but covers half of the right side of his face.
Well, I must say, this one's dressed nicer than the ones we've killed.
Ooh, quite dapper.
I'm gonna kind of whisper to Vivian, was this bugbear in that painting, or am I imagining it?
You know, I don't rightfully know. There's been a lot going on right now. I don't know.
So, as you guys are talking about it, you take a quick glance and look. This bugbear in the picture is wearing the exact same clothing. Same hairstyle, very clean cut, a very amazing looking bugbear. And you can see all the happiness around all of these other people's face. They're not threatened.
Hello, Sir Bugbear. Can we help you?
Howdy. Are you okay, madam? You look quite distressed. Are you okay? Have you had some mushroom soup? This place is nothing but joyous and love, and we all just get along. And you look very opposite of that. So let me get you some mushroom soup, my dear. You look super sad.
I have a question.
Yes.
Does it have any meat products in it?
Oh, no. The lady of the inn would not. She has special ingredients and only the best mushroom. Do you like meat?
No, I have a very sensitive stomach, apparently, when it comes to eating meat. So I've kind of been staying away from it.
It's a special broth. And if you don't mind, you guys look brand new to our inn. I would love to come over and see if there's anything that can help. No, madam, no beautiful woman in such purple. Ugh, I love purple. It's such a beautiful color. Should ever be anything but happy.
And at that, I just start crying. I'm like, my friend just got taken from my dad, and I don't know what to do. My dad's apparently some devil guy, and... And I run up and I hug this bugbear and just like start crying and
okay, they're there, so kind of just like taps on the back and I'm looking at her company like a teeth gritted, like, is there something I need to do?
I'm just gonna look at the rest of the party and be like, is this really happening right now? We seriously just lost Lily, and I'm completely confused, and I need a minute.
Here, Vivian, here, have some beer.
That is the last thing I could ask for right now.
Oh, it's okay. Just drink it up, man.
No. Thank you, but no thank you. I cannot wrap my head around the last 5 minutes of what's happened. First off, Lily gets sucked into some sort of trans-dimensional portal by Hecate's father, who looks quite frightening, to tell you the truth. And then this...
Just little, yeah.
To come find out that this guy is Hecate's father, and then all of a sudden this quite dapper-looking bugbear, a creature that we've killed many times, is coming up and just being sociable, and then Hecate loses her shit and just starts hugging on him, and I can't do it, I need to sit down.
At that, I tell him, just shut up, okay? And I grab the beer from Crack's hands.
Yeah.
And I chug it.
Oh.
What constitution saving throw do I need to do?
Please go ahead and roll.
Here, Lily, have another one. Here, I mean, no, sorry.
Oh, shit!
Too soon! God damn it, Crack, it's too soon!
Oh, shit.
He's drunk, first okay?
The first time I actually pass a constitution check is for alcohol. Not for all the food that I've gotten sick on.
That's what I was going to say. Just wait till you eat the soup.
Here you go, Hecate. Let's have another one. Let's do this. Come on.
Okay. At that, I slam another one.
Bartender.
After slamming the second one, after a I'd even say maybe a couple minutes before it hits, like, I feel good. Almost like what you drank the night before, like back at the at that strong whiskey or some sort.
Am I passed out or am I still? I'm like blackout drunk at this point.
I would say definitely verge of. You're blacked out to the verge of, like, passing out at this point. Anything that's coming out of your mouth definitely ain't coherent.
All right, I'm going to run out into the street, throw up, and then scream at the top of my lungs, "You motherfucker, Asmodeus! Take me instead! Fuck you!" I won't be your fucking plaything if you don't fucking bring her back now! I throw up again.
Back there just kind of looks like a little, like, very confused and say, totally, whatever you're into, I can get her some syrup. Is she gonna be okay?
She'll be fine.
Okay. Like, really? there are rooms upstairs if she, you know, if she needs a room to play, you know, there's always something to do.
Okay.
Grubs. Miguel. Crack.
Yeah. You want a beer?
You know what?
Yes. Nail?
Yes, I will have a beer.
Bartender, bring us some shots too.
No.
Have you guys had the Brig special?
Oh, let's do that.
Oh. Yes, I'll go get you some. And I would love to talk to you guys about your travels. And who is this Osmodius? This is a past lover.
That's a good question.
How strong do I need to make this drink?
We have no idea who the fuck this Osmodius guy is.
According to Hertz, you're dead. And, well,
with a very solemn face, Grubbs will say, "The Lord of Nessus. The Lord of Lies, Prince of Evil, the Cloven, the Old Hoof and Horn. He is the Master of the Ninth." Oh. And with that, I just fall silent.
That sounds bad.
You still hear me like a frat girl outside just screaming at the top of my lungs. Come here, bro! Fuck you! Shouting at
she seems to be working this out fine.
Yeah. Do we need to go get her?
I'll go get her.
And no, you gotta drink.
No, I'll Mr. Bugbear, I don't believe we've gotten your name. What is your name?
sigh and gurgles. And he kind of stops.
Gurgles.
And yes.
Very nice to meet you. Your outfit is quite fetching. Is it okay if I take this outside and go try to console my friend who just had what witnessed our other friend? Can I take this outside?
Absolutely, whatever. I am here, and if you guys need a guide, I'd love to show you around town and get to know you guys. It's been a while since I've come across some travelers. But yes, go help your friend.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. And then with that, I'm going to take my beer. I'm going to look at Greg. See, I got my beer. I'm going to go outside. I'm going to go outside. Okay. I'm going to go find Hecate.
And as you do, Hecate, you can find her immediately, almost like definitely locating her from her voice.
The stream of clothing that I've been taking off. My cloaks on the ground. My shoes.
As I'm walking in, seeing this, I'm going to start picking this stuff up and while still holding my beer, and I will follow the trail of clothing to our party member.
Alright, and this is at this point, it's gotten to the evening. The sun has definitely gone down, the stars are out, the moon is out. On this evening, it is a new moon, so as you look up even towards the sky, all you can see are the stars. Maybe a shadow of the moon.
Okay. Have I caught up with Hecate yet?
Yeah, it doesn't take long following the trail.
And where do I find Hecate at this moment?
Hecate's passed out in the stables with Phil.
I will walk into the stables and I will gently lay Hecate's clothing on the back of the cart. I will give Bill...
And as your back turns, a thud against the back of your skull, and it doesn't go away. You shithead!
Completely ignoring Drugar, because I have more important things to take care of, I will walk up to Hecate that's laying there in the stable and see if I can wake her up.
Hecate! Hecate!
She kind of comes to a little bit and she starts like caressing where Lily did her little chalk drawings on the cart.
I know. Is Hecate fully in the buff right now?
No. She's got like a slip on and pantaloons or something.
Fancy girl. I'm going to present Hecate with at least her cloak so she's not cold.
I don't know what to say right now. I know she was one of your closest and dearest friends, and we have to do something to find her, but I'm sorry.
It's all my fault.
No.
He won't take me. I don't know what to do. This is just stupid. I should have never listened to him. I should have listened to my mom when she told me not to talk to him.
There's not much we can do about that now. We just need to find a way to get her back. Beating yourself up over it is not going to help anything.
He said he was going to help me. He said he was going to make me strong so I could help my friends. And so I was like, okay, what back could come from that, right? I mean, if you were in my shoes, wouldn't you want to be stronger to help the people you love? I mean, I love you guys so much. I love you, Vivian.
In the shadows, Vivian is blushing like crazy right now.
Now, Hecate, no, I understand. We all want to be stronger, but right now is the time for us to be at our strongest so we can get our friend back. What we need to do is we need to sit and focus and come up with a plan.
Just let me sleep here, and I pull the cloaks that me and Lily bought that I'm assuming are in the back of the cart still, and I wrap them around myself and I just pass out.
And I'm going to sit vigilant with her, gently caressing her arm, trying to be as comforting as possible.
That is going on. Back in the tavern with Grubbs, Brack, and our new friend, Gurgles.
So, Gurgles, get some of that special ale.
Oh, yes, here it is. But be careful, it will knock you down on your ass.
We'll see. I drink an entire mug of ale. Just slam it.
Oh.
With that,
got any more?
Constitution saving throw. This is definitely Briggs' finest batch.
Oh, no.
Special reserve that he held on and even saved some from the Mad Mage so he could, for while he created it in the Mad Mage dungeon, so he could replicate it just for you guys.
Constitution saving throw. Go.
Yeah, even with a 19, you definitely get drunk off of this. Not belligerently drunk, but you're drunk. You're feeling it, man.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. Got some more?
Well, I'll pace you. There's actually a limit here, but let me order. Gurgles kind of snaps his big paws up, because obviously. So, you mentioned Osmodius. Like, the Osmodius? Like, King of Hell Osmodius? That's her father?
I think so. The Grubs? Was that him? Huh?
Totally pale in face. Yes, the Dark Lord. The Lord of the Dark Gate. He sits on the throne at the 9th level of Hell. This can't be possible.
Maybe. I don't know.
I have heard some many things in my travels. That's some heavy shit, though, for sure. As Gurgle kind of moves some things out of his way. But I have heard some rumors how you can get to hell.
Really?
But will be some traveling.
You gonna show us?
I think we're gonna have to wait. We might have to pick up this conversation. I don't feel like you're in full consent.
I think we gotta go get it right now. Let's go.
I'm always down for some new travel, but it's been a while. We just came out of Blaster's Mad Mage. Well, that was some terrifying shit there. But we have stumbled across many different stories and lore, but out northwest in the mountains, where they say that northeast, as Gurgles was pointing in the wrong direction. Now, northeast is where you would find hell. But are you serious? Just looking at Grubs and seeing how pale Grubs is. Like, how do you know it is him?
I don't think Hecate would lie about it.
Fair enough. I don't think anyone would lie on who their father is. Let alone curse him in the middle of the street. Huh. But, no. Long before, when I was a young bugbear, I'd never heard of the wonderful Shanti until we stumbled across her light and coming into Alvalos. There are some history of the creatures of the dark before she banished them with her wonderful light. It is said that they dug so deep into the mountains that, to get away from the light, that, by digging, they release some evil of fiends and demons. Obviously, her light was joyous, as we all pray Shanti. They all went deep into the caves, and, those fiends that were too slow to get away from her light turned into stone. And that's where she's closed the gates of hell with the stone of those bodies as a warning. His Gurgles just like brings his ale.
Cool.
Thanks. What brings
you? Another ale?
Yes, here.
Can I have another one of those?
Yes, here. Here's a little bit. And Gurgles would do a little sleight of hand of pouring it 4% or 1/4 of 25% ale and the rest walked her water it down.
It's a solid move.
All right, I'll drink it.
I need water.
And then, let's see. So it's 25%.
Still do it at disadvantage for a con save because
yeah.
You're drunk.
I'm just hoping I fail really bad.
Hold on, I'm rolling one too. I'm for myself. See if I
fail. 11.
Oh shit! I rolled a 6 too. Well, good night, everybody. Oh, with an 11, yeah, you definitely just start getting the memes.
He's just like, yeah, and slams the mug down, and all of a sudden just face plants into the table.
As per usual for Grack within a tavern, actually, if he slept in a bed, I think it would feel odd.
Yeah, he's perfectly at home here.
Yeah. And as the night, anybody else? We all nestle in for the evening?
Yeah, we already paid for our rooms and stuff, right?
Yeah, that's taken care of.
Yeah. Grubbs is going to... He won't even touch his ale or whatever was ordered, and I'm just going to head up to my room, kind of muttering to myself, Avernus, Dis, Minaris, Feligus, Stygia, Malblica, all the different names of all the different layers of hell.
I'm going to regret this, but you get that auto D20 again. I'm really going to regret this.
D20?
You remember that the big roller? That solid gold D20 that I have that's...
Oh, I get that again? Oh, fuck yeah.
Yes, it's an auto crit no matter what.
Very nice. Just give it to him on permits.
No, he earned it because he starts reciting literally the layers of hell.
No, he legitimately earned it.
Every time, he legitimately earns it.
But you guys are working towards it as your characters build, I promise. I haven't forgotten you guys. But, like, that's impressive.
Nope. You're going to turn Hecate into an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I mean, if that's what it is, just roleplay it right.
The night fades.
Fuck you.
I didn't ever do anything to you, right? I didn't do it.
It wasn't me. It was the squeaky battle axe, I swear.
It wasn't the teethling people who hurt you. Okay?
You know what?
My mom's a bitch. You fuck her. You fucking dad. Fucking demon guy. Fuck all that.
It's gonna be, my name's Hecate with a C, but not where you think it is.
Hecate.
Hecate.
This is all.
What happened to Miguel?
And where's Miguel?
Miguel ended we lost up retiring him. Easy after the first ale from Briggs is just normal stiff ale. Just knocked him straight out.
Well, I'm sure just the whole scenario of watching his amour get pulled into some sort of transdimensional portal just completely fucked him off.
Probably.
Not to mention the extended period with a ball gag usually takes fatigue points.
It really does. Leather-bound ferrets and all. Told you we'd find a way to get that shit in there.
As the night becomes dawn, before the break of the sun, an event you get through the sky. Again, less this time, but again, shooting little seedlings straight across the sky. And it becomes morning.
So
you're definitely not feeling good.
Yeah, so with morning, with dawn, you know, quickly approaching, I'm going to work through my motions as I normally do, but make sure I have a water skin ready and maybe some, see if I can run into the tavern real quick and get some bread for Hecate. Try to soak up what happened last night.
What kind of check do I need to do, DM?
See if you throw up or not?
See how sick I get this time.
I'll let you be the decider.
What kind of check is it? Is it constitution?
Usually constitution, yeah.
Alright, well, Vivian, you should probably do a dexterity check?
I don't know where this is going.
I'm good, 17.
You feel an up, like a dry heave. I'm up on you, Vivian, but nothing comes up.
Yeah. Well, seeing this happen before, I'm kind of on the ready, so. Good morning, Hecate. How are you feeling?
Not good.
Sorry, that was a very dumb question. I apologize. I have some water for you and some bread to kind of soak up what happened last night. Do you need anything else? Is there anything I can grab for you?
You could get Lily back.
That is a number one on the list. We, all of us are going to get our friend back.
Okay.
Okay? Eat some food, drink some water, try not to hang out in the stable too long. You don't want the smell of dung triggering anything in your tummy tums coming up.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Where are my clothes?
Funny thing about that, as I was chasing you down the, over to here, I saw boots and cloaks and clothing of all sorts, and they looked familiar, so I picked it up and I laid it on the side of the cot.
Did anything happen between me and you?
Did you think it did? Was I good?
Oh, trust me, you would know. No.
You limp, right?
And you actually
walked this morning? No, we didn't.
Oh my god, I'm blushing for real. That takes a lot.
Hecate, I can assure you that you laid there and nothing had happened to you. I was a perfect gentleman. I made sure that you were safe.
Okay. And I kind of just like start dressing very quickly.
I will turn around and give her the privacy she deserves.
And as that happens, every single one of you hear this high-pitched, like almost alarm pierce every single one of your brains. And that, we need a meeting now! And you see Drew come flying through. Lily's not here, I can't find her! Where is she? And Drugar also went from being a big, tall, from that energy. He now has dropped back down to his normal size, where he can just sit on a shoulder without a problem. He's not big or heavy at all. Not like he was to begin with, but now he probably won't get in trouble in public places as bad.
I find that difficult to believe already, but...
Where is she?
See, Drugar, come to the stable, please, so I can speak with you without rousing everyone else in the fucking town.
Well, you guys are the only ones that can hear him, remember?
Yes.
Well, if he's floating or flying around town like a fucking lunatic looking for Lily, I'm assuming he's raising a fucking ruckus, so...
Come to the stable, and I will explain as best as I possibly can what has happened. That way, anybody who's...
You come out here! We need to get out here!
No, you come here. I'm taking care of Hecate right now. Come here and talk to me, and then I will explain it to you.
No, I'm gonna keep looking. Where's Lily?
Fine.
Lily!
Yeah, fine. Go look. If you don't want the explanation, then fuck off. We have the answers. Come here, and I will explain it to you.
I'll explain now. I'm on the run a little bit, so tell me now.
No.
So I can see what's going on.
I will tell you when you're face-to-face with me.
He takes off further.
Bye.
Flying around. Glimmerhand. He's just trying to search, and you start hearing off in the distance a few screams and a little crashes here and there.
I'm about ready to leave him in this fucking town.
The screaming just doesn't stop in my head.
Hecate, is there anything I can get for you? Do you want a few moments here before we meet up with everybody in the tavern?
No, just go find out what Drugar's up to and help him out. You know he doesn't handle change very well, and he's just a baby.
Very well. Take your time, and we'll meet with you in the tavern.
And before I leave, I will put the feed bag on Bill and give him scritches. Yes, I know. Bill, hey. Keep an eye on Hecate for me, please, if you don't mind. I'm going to take that as a yes, because I haven't taken a level in Druid yet. Okay.
Druga! Where the fuck are you? Meet at the tavern.
I'm already here. Where the hell are you? I'm flying. I'm looking for her.
He's just like a flying, like, because, you know, he's like a little bolt of lightning just flying all over this place.
Meet me at the tavern entrance, and then we will go in and speak with everybody and let you know what is going on, since you can't be bothered to come and meet me at the stable.
I have to look for her.
No.
I was supposed to protect her. She's gone. I need to know where she's at. Took her.
If you want,
I will go rescue her myself.
All right, she's gone. Just get here and we'll tell you where.
Where?
The get fucking tavern, we'll you twat.
Where is Lily?
She's not fucking here. If you would stop your fucking insanity right now and meet us at the fucking tavern, we could explain this to you in a sensible manner instead of just screaming throughout the fucking town. You got it? Fucking focus. Meet at the tavern and we will discuss this. Do I make myself clear?
No, because I don't understand where Lily's at. We need to find Lily. I'm gonna go look. I can still hear you. Just talk to me.
Fuck off. How about that?
Sugar.
You're not gonna find her because she's not fucking here. She's fucking gone. She's gone. Fucking gone.
That's why I'm looking for her.
Yo,
don't worry. She's in hell, okay?
Can't fucking reason with this piece of fucking lizard shit.
You know what, Brack? You go to hell.
No, she is in hell.
What do you mean? She was just in the tavern.
If you would possibly just meet us so we can speak to you in person, you ignorant fuck, we can explain this to you. Set your ego aside so we can all discuss this, Drugar.
At least Grack told me something. That's a change. At least he told me.
You know what?
What do you mean? It doesn't
Drugar.
Make sense.
Hey, Drugar, here's a fucking...
screaming, and I want to rip your head off, and... that's why I told you. So just come here and we can talk about this. I got a headache, okay?
Well, start talking. I'm waiting.
Get in here. Now.
And through this, though, you once again see that familiar bugbear approach.
How are you feeling, buddy?
Any more of that ale, or at least not the special one?
Here's a special concoction so you can feel a little bit better. And he kind of reaches his arm behind the bar, pours it, and hands it to Crack.
What is this?
It's a breakfast blend.
It's better if you don't ask, just drink it. You'll give it to
that. All I'm thinking of is the chili contest.
Does it taste bad? It's like mushrooms and stuff.
Yeah, it's probably like a little brown in color. But you'll feel good. It's got some earthy taste.
Okay. Oh, man. Ugh. No, just... okay. I'll trust you on this one right now, buddy. But
oh, trust me. I've been drinking for a long time.
All right. It was bacon. You guys got any bacon? That's some rough stuff. That's good stuff.
Yeah, let me go get some. Girl just kind of hops the counter, goes to the kitchen to go grab some bacon.
Cooked, hopefully. Because we'll...
back over the counter. Both ways.
Girl's doing what it wants.
Where's Grebsy?
Suspiciously absent. He went to bed last night.
Hecate's gonna make her way to the bar to try and get some, see if they have Excelsior here. Ramos.
Espresso.
Whatever that lovely concoction was.
Fortunately, within this town, does not exist.
No, porque.
Buttered.
Not parquet.
I can't believe it's not butter.
Parquet. Sorry.
So aside from Grubbs that is mysteriously absent, is everyone else present and accounted for?
Yes. I am assuming so.
So.
For Drugar. He's running amok.
Yeah, well, he doesn't listen anyway, so.
Includes Gurgles showing up at the table.
Good morning, Gurgles.
Good morning. How was your guys' evening? Looking at them. A little.
Terrible. It's been a rough 12 hours or so.
Oh, no. Well, I apologize about that. Here, some bacon and biscuits.
Is Hecate at the table at this point?
Yeah, I had joined the table and was just kind of sitting there thinking about my life choices.
How you feeling? How you feeling, man? I mean, Hecate.
Better than I thought I would, but I really don't know what to do about Lily. I mean, I know that she's special to all of you guys, but she's been my best friend for so many years. And I feel so guilty not telling you guys about Asmodeus. And I really don't know what to do.
Well, like I said earlier, there's no reason to be beating yourself up over this. We can't change the past, we just have to focus on getting our friend back.
Okay.
And speaking so I can of which, remember, where is Grubbs?
I don't know, but I can remember a little bit of yesterday. We were talking to Grubbs and Gurgles, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gurgles was talking.
Yes.
Asmodeus and somehow to go see him or something like that.
Go see Asmodeus?
I don't know.
Go see Hecate's father?
I don't remember exactly what happened or what. Whoa, yeah, way too much.
You can handle yourself a lot more than I thought. You do remember.
I don't remember much, so you might want to tell her. Him, or, yeah, I'd try to get...
Well, my dear, as Gurgles kind of pats her hand with his big paw. Well...
Before you start, though, you all once again hear, Lily, where are you? Lily!
Ow. Stop screaming, Drugar.
You can actually hear, like, this... panic. Like, he has actually gone up into a full-on panic at this point.
Hey, Drugar, there's a person here that's going to tell us about who took him if you'd like to join us at the bar. I'm not going to say much more, and I'm not going to relay the message back and forth because I have a headache, and it's either you come here or I find you and I strangle you. So get in here, please.
Unless you can jump up, I don't think you can reach.
Probably not. You know what I mean. It's just, yeah. Love you, buddy, but get in here.
No, Lily's got to be around here. There's no way she left. She's here.
Can you tap into somebody else? Can you tap into Hecate? She'll tell you. Let her tell you. Say Hecate, where is Lily? And maybe she'll tell you. She'll probably tell you the exact same thing I said.
You know, everybody's able to hear the same thing as well.
Oh, I know, but...
But get out of my head.
Fuck off, you scaly bastard.
My head hurts.
And Gurgle's just like looking at them a little concerned because.
Okay.
They're talking to themselves. Like you're talking but not talking to each other.
Right.
Are you okay, Greg?
I'm fine. So, if I told you there was a little dragon who likes to talk to us and scream, and he's wondering where our friend is, would you believe me? If I can get him to come in here, would that be okay?
Oh, no, dragons are, no, they're huge.
He's little. He's a little small thing that feel like on my shoulder or Vivian's shoulder.
Hello, by the way, I'm Vivian. Mr. Gurgles, very nice to meet you. Quick question.
Lovely.
Our friend, before we get into much of this, our friend Grabs, I don't know if you were properly introduced with him. He's the goldly fellow that was with us. Do you happen to know where he went or which room he might be in?
Well, after we conversed yesterday, he was very pale as white, and he went straight up and started ranting gibberish, or he kept on just stating multiple things as he went to his room, so.
Do you happen to know which room that is? I'd like to go retrieve him as well while everyone else is getting in, getting the whole lowdown of what's going on.
Would Gurgles know where Greg went?
A lot of rooms in the inn. Well, you are friends with the owners, you know, so I bet you could find out if you really wanted to. Plus, you have a set of skills that allow you person that nobody wants to fuck with.
True. Well, give me a moment. And so Gurgle goes and quickly goes through to see where Briggs keeps his itinerary of where guests are.
You find it right at the reception, look through it real quick, and you see that Grubbs was checked into the room that's 2B.
Okay, I know where he is. Damn it. He hid the keys again. Alright, well. If we went in his room, would that upset him?
Possibly. If you could just point me in the direction where his room is, I could just try to rouse him and get him going so everybody's down here and on the same page. If you don't mind, please.
No. And, as long as no one tells the owners how you got to know where his information is, we'll be fine.
I don't even know the owner, so I'm not going to tell anybody. Wink, wink.
Well, fair enough. All right, so you go upstairs to the left, past the three halls down, you'll see a sculpture of this big old mushroom. It's a mushroom, okay? It may not look like a mushroom, but you will see the sculpture, and it is right next to it, and it's 2B. You'll see that over the room door. It's next to the mushroom. Lady Willow loves mushrooms, and that is a mushroom. Don't you dare say it's something else. It will hurt you.
I haven't even seen it to begin with. If you say it's a mushroom, I suppose it's a mushroom. Thank you. This is getting really awkward. I'm going to go fetch Grubs. I'll be right back. And with that, I'm going to follow her directions as best as I can.
Well, all this is going on, Grubs, what are you doing?
So, I have been in my room all night. I have not slept. I have moved every piece of furniture that was in the room into one corner. And I have sprawled a slightly cryptic map onto the floor. The best of my knowledge, what I was taught by Mother Teresa, of what I believe the Nine Hells would look like and how we would get there. And on the very bottom level, where it says Nessus, you see Lily's name written in red.
So as you're finishing up, you know, working on that all night through the day, You hear a knock at your door, and you recognize the voice immediately to be Vivian.
Hey, Grubsy. Are you going to be joining us downstairs for food and the rescue mission for Lily?
So the door opens a bit slowly, and you see Grubbs, still pale as can be, totally in his traveling clothes, hasn't changed at all. And he'll hand you a small piece of charcoal that he has worn down to the itty-bittiest of nubs. And you see drawn across the entire floor of this whole room, this kind of map with Lily's name written in red on the bottom. And he says, I know how to find her. And he walks down the stairs and walks by you.
Grubbs, hold on. Where did you get the red? Do I notice him... anything on him, like he may have hurt himself?
I'm sure his hand is bleeding just a bit, like he may have pricked his finger to write Lily's name.
Before he makes it past me, as he's like walking by me, I'm gonna kind of grab him by like the arm and like pull him a little close to me. He's like,
Grabs, we're going to find her, I assure you.
And with total steel eyes, he looks at you and he says, I know, we're going to save her. Oh. And he continues on his way down to the table.
Did you take all of your stuff with you, or do I need to retrieve that?
He has never changed. He is, other than moving the furniture in the room, he is ready to go. He never unpacked, quote unquote.
Okay. I'm sure we won't get our cleaning deposit back on this one.
I will slowly close the door and pretend I've never seen this room in my life.
Turn up a piece of paper, says your inner voice.
And as that happens, you all descend the stairs, making your way around the table, enjoying some breakfast foods of different breads, eggs, bacon, maybe some ale and some nice just normal coffee. They don't have this espresso yet.
So is this concoction that I was given really good stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been something that is the finest that he had ever made. It's a prize. It is actually the gem of the steel mushroom. That is the drink people come around from all of the land just to try.
Yeah.
And you gotta try it.
Wow. That's some good stuff. Okay. Took it a minute, but we are awake. All right. Grubs.
Oh, you bet that that's some good stuff. I worked very hard in that.
What the fuck was that?
And you are? Are you the chef?
No, I'm Briggs.
Briggs. Okay. That's good stuff, let me tell you.
I better be. That mad maid's twist your mind, in it? That's the only way it worked.
Okay.
Let me tell you, Halaster is fun. You should go play with him if you get the chance. Yeah. Oh, there's like this little twitch in him. But selling alcohol is way better.
Okay.
Oh, Briggs.
You know Briggs?
Well, oh, yes. Yeah, Gurgles. How you doing? Why aren't you cleaning up yet? I thought that was our deal.
Briggs, I just wanted to let you know that these fine people, need my assistance to take them to hell. So I'm going to be doing that.
Your assistance again, eh?
Yes. You know damn well my assistance is good.
I can't disagree.
Should we leave the room for this? Should we let them handle this, or...
I think it'll be
okay. No, you're fine. And I know that you and Willow's been wanting me out of your hair, so I think we could all use a little...
Some alone time would be good.
Exactly.
So, there's not much hair left on his little head there.
Oh, that bugbear makes me want to pull it out, eh?
I am not that bad.
Just go talk to them. Let's go.
I leave glitter around the house... Is not
a good glitter in my eye. Last time Willow almost turned me into a mushroom. Anyway, they don't need to hear this. You know what? You just go away.
Well, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone, but I'll be back.
Sure, I will.
Twitch.
The little ones are kind of spazzy, and I know I'm kind of spazzy.
Oh, he is something. He's, you know, you go down the mad range, that level's a dungeon. What can you say? You do a little mad, and he it didn't do well for him. But here we are. We're all happy. We're all great. And,
are you? No,
he's a little wound up type. I think him and the missus need some kind of weak way.
That's oh. Fantastic.
The missus needs his mushroom.
TMI. That's coming from our group. So, anyways,
as Gurgle sits down to start telling you this lore that it had once heard while exploring the Mad Mage, we're gonna take an adventure, everybody. We're gonna go miles and miles away. We see a monastery that's run down. Almost looks like it's been withered and broken. Almost through a battle. Broken arrows. Scratch marks, scorch marks. What we do see, though, is a carnival. A golden dragon landing once again. This monastery digging itself deep in the earth. And once again, what we can see is a monastery in its prime. Beautiful. Buildings restored. Glimmering. And all the circus people descend and make their way to their homes. And that's where we're going to end it today. What will our adventures learn from Gurgles? What information or lore has it heard? We don't know. And what is with the carnival at this monastery?
Most importantly, how are we going to get our friend back? Well,
I think Crack has been formulating a plan.
Not quite.
I'm sure. I think Grubbs has been formulating a plan of sorts.
Yeah.
Grubbs is going to be our savior. Well,
Grubbs knows the mythology of how we're going to save her. He has no ideas how it's going to happen in practice.
Well, this has been I don't even fucking know. Thank you all for listening.
Praise Todd.
We need Todd more than ever now.
No lie.
Right, bring Todd from a demigod to a lesser god. Come on, people, you can make this happen. Just believe.
For only $5 a day.
Right, Todd. No. Todd can raise up in his deity levels.
If we can get people to comment praise Todd on this episode, and maybe what do you guys think? 30 comments at least of praise Todd.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
That would be great. Let's see if we can
get
that.
And Corey will consider him a lesser god instead of a demigod?
Absolutely. I'll make you that deal right now. And I'll make a stretch goal for everybody. If we get over 100 praise Todds, I will make him a greater god. A greater deity within Avalos.
Can we vote twice?
There you have it, folks.
Yeah, I've got nothing but time on my hands, but I will spam the shit out of it.
Okay. No fucking fake accounts there, Vivian.
I will use my own. Praise Todd, praise Todd, praise Todd, praise Todd, praise Todd. Copy and paste, copy and paste, copy and paste.
One per person, all right? We're not doing that.
You know what? I can cut that portion out. But everybody, thank you all for listening. I'll stop recording
right
now.
I'm kidding.
Thank you all for listening. Thank you guys for playing. Lily, we're going to find you. Gurgles, welcome to the crew.
Right.
Thank goodness they're played by the same person. Follow us on all the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We have a Discord I will link in the description. I just set up a merch site for you guys. If you guys want to get a t-shirt or a hoodie or a shower curtain or a coffee mug or the whole fucking thing, it is set up and ready to go. I posted it on the social media, and I will be linking it on the description of the episode. But yeah, I mean, if you feel like you want to get a t-shirt with our logo on there, do it. Might as well.
It's awesome.
We all have one.
We got some part of the crew. Yeah, come join us.
So,
But I also
go ahead.
I was just gonna say, I also want to just throw out there, like, definitely look on Twitch for Music, M-U-S-I-C-K underscore 21R. He's a good buddy. He's a freaking fantastic gamer, likes to talk crap. And tell him Full Demon sent you, and talk shit to him. It's great. It makes everyone's day. It's perfect. Mine. And I would probably be around.
Also
check out BTRPG HQ for Curtis. Amazing reviews, all of these up and coming stuff. Hell, if you're just doing your own stuff, hit him up. He's even gracious enough to give everyone a shout out. You just gotta reach out to him.
If you haven't had a chance to listen to the episode where we had a little Q&A with him, definitely check it out. It was a lot of fun to do. The guy is super cool, and he's really done a lot of footwork getting us out there. There's actually another there's actually another guy I want to put out there. It's a gentleman I met on Twitter, or I'm sorry, Instagram. It's Actual Podcasts or Actual Play Podcasts. I can link him in the description as well. Every episode that I post on the Instagram, he is reposting out there, and the guy has been super nice. So,
That's incredible.
Thank
you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. Definitely check him out. He's starting to do like a actual play promotion sort of thing, kind of like what Curtis is doing. And we were one of the first ones that he picked up to do it. So thank you so much for that. If I butchered the name of your Instagram handle or whatever, I apologize. I'll fix it or I won't. But know that we appreciate everything you do.
Yes, we do. Thank you so much.
And with that, we will catch you guys next week.
I got a question.
Thank you guys,
for you guys
so much. We'll catch you guys next time.
Goodbye. Let him do the joke.
Oh, fuck the joke.
So what do you call a rogue with a demonic patronage? A thiefling.
Oh my god.
You're welcome.
Too soon.
I thought it was today.
Way too soon. On that note, we'll catch you guys next week.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Don't Trust a Smiling Dungeon Master podcast. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And if you want to get a hold of us, you can email us at donttrustasmilingdm@gmail.com. Until next time.
Here, Lily, have another one. Here, I mean, no, not sorry.
Oh, shit!
Too soon! God damn it, Grack, it's too soon!
All right, I'm going to run out into the street, throw up, and then scream at the top of my lungs, "You motherfucker, Asmodeus! Take me instead! Fuck you!" My name's Hecate with a C, but not where you think it is.
Not to mention the extended period with a ball gag usually takes fatigue points.
It really does. Leather-bound ferrets and all.
Did anything happen between me and you?
Did you think it did? Was I good?
Oh, trust me, you would know. No.
You limp, right?
Did you actually
walk
life.
This morning? No, we didn't.
Oh my god, I'm blushing for real. That takes a lot.